So today is World Piano Day. There was always a piano in the house where I was growing up. I never learned to play. I resisted it ferociously against parents who were very keen that I should learn the piano. And I said I wanted to learn to play the guitar because I thought that would be cooler. But to be honest, I was probably a little bit lazy in that area of my life to make a success of either. So we sort of had a stalemate. I think they forgot about it. And I never learned to play the piano, which I think is a matter of some regret. But somebody who knows all about learning to play the piano and getting pleasure from it is my guest. Mario Baptista is the founder of something called Music with Mario and Friends. Mario, welcome to 702 Drive.
No, thanks so much for having us.
So tell us about the piano in your life. Do you play? Do you teach? What else do you do around this particular instrument?
So I founded a music school. Primarily back in the day, it was all about guitar lessons.
Right.
And we, you know, paired up with some amazing pianists. And, you know, I had a few meetings and I said to the team, I'm like, we need to get piano lessons available because these guys were absolutely, like, amazing. And ever since then, you know, 2019, we've been hosting piano lessons live here at the school.
And who's coming for piano lessons? Is it kids sent by parents who, you know, insist that you lock the door so they can't escape? Or is the generation much younger than me actually coming to learn the piano because they really, really want to?
You know, I'm happy to report that the percentage of students in here who don't want to be here is a very small one.
Yes.
The majority of people who come through for lessons are actually, you know, young adults who've said, look, back in the day, I had the opportunity. My parents wanted me to do it, but I just was not having it. And now later in their lives, they're like, oh, my word, I now finally have the opportunity. I now have the drive. Let me do this thing. So the people that are in here are people that are genuinely hungry to want to learn.
At what point, Mario, are you able to give people, particularly younger people, and I would think their parents, a perspective as to whether a person has some sort of gift for this?
So what we do, the general, you know, procedure here is a student would come through for a free intro session. And, you know, the teachers have developed these intro sessions where after that 30-minute session, we can already have a bit of an inkling if the student has natural rhythm and they have natural aptitude for the instrument. However, failing that intro within the first month or so, you really can tell if someone does have, you know, the natural aptitude for the instrument. However, you know, hard work will far outweigh natural aptitude every day of the week. So any single human being on this planet can learn how to play the instrument, provided they put in the work.
So take us back to the younger Mario. Who got you interested in music and were you keen? Or did you need dragging to the water to make you drink?
So I actually don't come from a musical family by any means.
Okay.
I had a friend in school and I credit all of this to him. One day after rugby practice, he rocked up with a guitar and he said, I've started learning guitar. And I was like, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I literally went along with him to his next lesson and I've never looked back. I've literally never looked back, and it was the best thing that I ever did.
In terms of priorities for people's time and spending, I mean, both have been under huge, huge pressure, probably for, it feels like forever, but certainly over the last 3-4 weeks. Are some people coming to music because they love the idea of either piano or guitar, but also because they actually want an hour or two or whatever it is that is theirs and is not necessarily achievement or revenue or goal-driven?
I think, you know, many students have actually reported this, that they're not necessarily looking to come here and become the next Elton John.
Yes.
Many people come here because they actually love the retreat that it gives them. It's a stress reliever. It's a half an hour or an hour where they can come through, do something for themselves without really having any expectations on them. You know, they just come through and they're like, after the session, they're like, that was really therapeutic. That was super, super, you know, meaningful to me. And I'll see you next week. And I think many people with today's day and age and how fast-paced everything
is,
they really do need that. And I think learning how to play an instrument, in particular the piano as well, really does help with that.
So Mario, obviously you're offering access, you're offering opportunity, but do you and your colleagues ever have a sit-up wow moment where you go, whoa, that kid can play, or that young person who's never done music before seems to have a gift?
this happens almost daily.
Oh, really? Okay.
You come across these individuals and you're like blown away. I mean, we even have some five-year-olds and you see them and you're like, how are they that talented? So without a doubt, and it's, I think it's what keeps the team motivated, day in, day out, is to see, you know, because you do have many people who just don't have the time, unfortunately, to put in the practice and such. But then you have these individuals who, without much input on their side, are just naturally absolutely amazing. So, you know, it does happen often, and I'm really happy to report that it does happen almost daily.
Yeah. Send us a list of names. Mario, we'll call you in 10 years' time. But thank you for your time today. Mario Baptista, founder of Music, of Music with Mario and Friends. So if you've taken up an instrument at some point in your life and you've got a story to tell, I'd really love to hear it, because maybe you unlocked a gift that you perhaps didn't know you had, just thought you liked music, never thought you could play it, or maybe it's that little oasis moment in a busy life where you can step away from the core stuff that you do, whether you're career-driven or relationships are very central or both. And maybe music's filled an important and interesting gap for you. I'm sure there's some good stories out there, including yours. So why not share it? 011-883-0702.